Good morning, dear followers of Emergency Live. Today we are here with Professor Mike Wells, emergency physician at Netcare Union Hospital and adjunct professor at emergency medicine at the University of the Witwatersrand in Johannesburg. With him, we will talk about emergency drug dosing in children and all the precautions to take in the emergency. Good morning, Professor, and thank you for your time.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, let's start. Let us talk about children in emergency situations, as I mentioned before. Which are the most common drugs that are used by operators, by doctors, of course?
Obviously, many drugs are used by doctors in children in emergencies. But the drugs that we're most interested in are the drugs where doctors have very little time to think about what they're going to be administering. In other words, those situations where there's truly a life-threatening emergency. And there are probably three categories that we are most interested in. The first is obviously children who suffer cardiac arrest, where we need to administer drugs such as adrenaline, or amiodarone in children in order to optimize their care. So cardiac arrest is the first category. The second category is patients with status epilepticus, and there are a number of drugs that we would need to give, including benzodiazepines such as lorazepam, and then anti-epileptic agents such as phenytoin or valproic acid. And in these situations, the time that it takes us to work out the doses and so on are very limited. The final category is children who require urgent airway management and children who need rapid sequence intubation for respiratory problems or airway problems. And in those children, we need to work out the doses of both the induction agents as well as the muscle relaxants that we might need to give. So those three scenarios are the most important in that we have very limited time available to work out the doses. And so that's where errors are frequently encountered.
Yes, and so the administration of drugs cannot be taken as an easy matter, of course. Could you explain us how the evaluation of administration has to be carried out, and which are the criteria?
So there are two main considerations in providing emergency medications to children. The first one is that since all medications in children are based on their body weight, we need an estimation of their body weight if we don't actually know what their weight is. Clearly, it's impossible to weigh a child while we're providing emergency care. And so this estimation is important. That's the first step, and that's a very important one. The second step is that once we know the weight of a child, we need a method to simplify the calculation of the drug dose, as well as the determination of how to dilute the drug, how to prepare the correct volume, and then what volume to administer. So unless we get both of those components right, then that can cause a significant error in the drug dosing. One of the other big problems is that when a doctor or a practitioner is occupied with emergency medical care, they have very little other time to think about these factors. And so it's important that we provide a method simply estimating weight, as well as a way of calculating the drug doses without actually having to perform the calculations or to take valuable thinking time away from where it really needs to be.
Okay, perfect. As you mentioned the weight estimation as an important method, an important data to administer drugs. So can you specifically explain in what sense weight estimation influences on drug administration?
Well, we cannot administer drugs without an estimation of weight. So that's obviously very important. If we estimate weight inaccurately, that's going to lead to drug dosing errors. And there is some evidence that errors in drug dosing can lead to poor outcomes in children. So this is important that we get as accurate a weight estimation as possible. Weight estimation has been around for many years, and in fact, the first record of weight estimation methods was available in 1954, where age-based formulas were used to estimate weight. And these days, there are a number of different age-based formulas, as well as other systems that can be used to estimate weight. But the current evidence shows that the most accurate systems are those that take both body length and body habitus into account. And perhaps the most accurate of those methods are the pauper tape system, which is what we've been researching and developing, as well as the Mercy method and system. With the epidemic of obesity in children worldwide, this has also become a focus of recent research, in that in obese children, we probably need both an estimation of their total body weight for some drug dose calculations, as well as an estimation of their ideal body weight for other drug dose estimations. And this is an area that's currently being researched, and we are looking at ways in which we can identify and estimate both those weights easily and simply in order to optimize drug dosing in these children.
Yes, fine. Now I wish to ask you a personal question. I mean, have you ever had an experience in drug administration on a child, and it was a very difficult case? Can you have an experience? Can you tell us an experience of yours and how drug dosing has to be monitored in a very critical case in emergency?
Well, I don't specifically remember one case. What I do know is that I don't remember drug doses very well in children. And so when I was a young junior doctor, I used to struggle to work out doses because I had to look them up all the time. And I thought it was just me, but then I realized that it's pretty much everyone who struggles to remember these accurately, especially during emergencies. And so that's what got me into this field of research, is to develop ways of making it simpler for people to work out the doses. It also makes it easier for us to give the doses because we are less afraid of making errors. And I've certainly seen many people, when they're provided with material to assist them in remembering these things, who are much more confident in providing emergency care. So I must say it was certainly my weaknesses in thinking about this that helped me to develop some of the tools that we use today. In terms of monitoring doses, that's something that's unique to the emergency environment, is it's very difficult for us to monitor the effects of drug doses. While there are some doses and some drugs that we can titrate, such as analgesic agents like morphine, there are some drugs that we really want to work correctly the first time. And specifically drugs for airway management, drugs for seizure management, and so on. So those we want to work accurately the first time without overdosing and without underdosing. And because in medical emergency, the doctors are spending a lot of their thinking time thinking about the actual medical problems, they have less time to think about drugs. And again, that's part of our research, is to try and help doctors to take their thinking away from mundane things like drug dosing, and so they can focus on actual medical care.
And what are the risks for children in case of wrong drug administration? You maybe mentioned already, but can we remember again about this, the risks?
Amazingly, there's fairly little research done into the effects of medication errors in children in emergencies. we know, and there's lots of evidence showing that there are a lot of medication errors. But the impact of those errors has been less well researched. There is some recent research, though, particularly in obese children who are suffering from cardiac arrest, showing that medication errors may well result in poorer outcomes in these children. And that's perhaps because the dosing errors are so much more pronounced in obese children. But this is a matter that requires urgent research, because we do need to know what we are doing in emergencies and whether we are harming children through our lack of accurate drug dose administration. So it's a bit unsatisfying that there's not a good answer to that, but it's certainly an area that requires research.
Yes, of course, it will, of course, an answer like that should be based on specific cases, I suppose. So, and as the very last question, you will be take part in the Africa Health Exhibition and Congress 2018 in Johannesburg as a speaker. So what will be your intervention at the event?
I'm going to be doing a couple of things at this exciting conference. I'm going to be giving a keynote address on the state of emergency medicine in South Africa, and both from an academic and a practical point of view. I'm also going to be giving a talk on the use of ultrasound in trauma in South Africa and in resource-limited environments, and then providing a workshop in trauma, advanced ultrasound in trauma for the surgeon and for the emergency physician.
Okay, thank you very much, Professor. You wish to add something to the topic we discussed about?
No, I think it's exciting both in South Africa and across the world to see an increasing level of professionalism, particularly in pediatric emergency care, that things that we considered beyond our reach and too difficult several years ago, we are now embracing. And that, I think, is great for the well-being of children. And it's good that conferences like this focus people's attention on how we can provide better emergency care to all our patients. And I think that's it's a wonderful opportunity.
Completely agreed with it. So thank you again for this specific and brilliant contribution, and good luck for your participation at Africa Health Exhibition.
Thank you so much.
Oh, dear followers, we are done for now. Here is Emergency Live, and we will continue to follow Africa Health Exhibition and Congress 2018 with other contents.